This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Union Cabinet today gave approval for the creation of a domestic insurance pool named Bharat Maritime Insurance Pool with a sovereign guarantee of 12,980 crore rupees to facilitate continuous maritime insurance coverage. Briefing media in New Delhi after the cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, the pool ensures that Indian trade continues to have access to affordable insurance for vessels carrying cargo from any international origin to Indian ports and vice versa, even when transiting volatile maritime corridors. He said the pool will cover all maritime risks like hull and machinery, cargo, protection and indemnity, and war risk. The minister said the pool will help to manage liability insurance locally, tailored to Indian shipping conditions and regulatory requirements, and develop specialized marine underwriting, claims management, and legal expertise within India. A governing body constituted for this pool would oversee the formation and functioning of the pool.
उस व्यवस्था को बनाने के लिए एक बड़ा फैसला लिया गया, भारत मैरिटाइम इंश्योरेंस पूल. कोई भी जो शिप जब जाती है ओशन में, तब उसका एक इंश्योरेंस होता है. इंश्योरेंस कई प्रकार की एक्टिविटीज के लिए होता है. एक बेसिक इंश्योरेंस हो गया कोई डैमेज होता है उसके लिए, दूसरा कोई प्रोटेक्शन एंड इंडेमनिटी के लिए. मान लो किसी पोर्ट में गए, पोर्ट में जाने के टाइम में पोर्ट की जो बर्थ होती है उसके साथ बाई चांस स्ट्राइक कर गए, तो उसमें पोर्ट वाले आपके ऊपर कोई क्लेम ना डाले, इसके लिए इंडेमनिटी का इंश्योरेंस होता है, उसको PNI बोलते हैं. फिर पॉलिटिकल रिस्क होती है कई जगह वॉर की रिस्क होती है. उन सारी रिस्क को अगर हम देखें तो इंश्योरेंस का एक बड़ा फैक्टर जो इस वेस्ट एशिया कॉन्फ्लिक्ट के टाइम में समझ में आया दुनिया को.
The cabinet also approved the release of an additional installment of dearness allowance to central government employees and dearness relief to pensioners with effect from 1st January this year, representing an increase of 2% over the existing rate of 58% of the basic pay or pension to compensate against price rise. The minister said the cabinet has also given its approval for the continuation of Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana, PMGSY III, beyond March 2025 up to March 2028. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs today approved two railway projects with a total cost of 24,815 crore rupees. The minister informed that these projects are the Ghaziabad-Sitapur 3rd and 4th line and the Rajahmundry-Vishakhapatnam 3rd and 4th line. He said they cover 15 districts across Uttar Pradesh and Andhra Pradesh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the nation at 8:30 tonight. The address comes a day after the Constitution Amendment Bill linked to the women's reservation failed to get a two-thirds majority for its passage in the Lok Sabha after opposition parties did not back it. The proposed legislation tied to the implementation of women's reservation through delimitation but fell short after a long debate. Both the Houses of Parliament were today adjourned in ADA. With this, the budget session of Parliament comes to an end, which commenced on 28th of January this year. On the Constitution 131st Amendment Bill failing to pass in the Lok Sabha, Union Minister for Women and Child Development Annapurna Devi said that the Congress has taken a stand that appears to be against the interests of women. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, she said that women across the country were looking forward with great hope, but their aspirations have, for now, been held back until 2029.
Congress महिला विरोधी है.
It is clear that Congress is against women and Congress has done a very wrong thing. Women from all over India were looking at us with high expectations. They have stopped women from coming in 2029. And you will see that the way they have opposed in the coming time, women will not leave them.
जिस तरह से इन्होंने विरोध किया है, आने वाले समय में महिलाएं कहीं का इनको नहीं छोड़ेंगी.
Meanwhile, Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi claimed that the opposition thwarted the BJP-led government's attempt to alter the federal structure and weaken the country's democratic institutions. In IPL host Royal Challengers Bengaluru were 70-1 in 7.2 overs against Delhi Capitals in the league match at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium when reports last came in. Earlier, Delhi Capitals skipper Virat Kohli won the toss and opted to bowl. And that is the end of this news bulletin.